She didn't say that. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to call this Civil Service Board meeting for May 24, 2016 to order. And we'd like to do that, have everyone stand and do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we'll have our roll call.
Okay. Chairman Dennis Reichert is absent excuse. Vice Chair Curtis Stout.
Here.
Commissioner Dan Carlone.
Here.
Commissioner Evelyn Alexander.
Here.
Commissioner Jeanette Avila.
Here.
Also present, we have Stephen Graham representing the Civil Service Board, Jelena Greider representing the city. We have a representative from Human Resources, and we also have appellant number A2016-9.
Next on our agenda is public comments. Seeing no public comments, I have no slips, so we'll move on to AB, which is approved agenda. Any additions?
No agenda additions today.
That moves us into our consent calendar. Consent calendar A1 and A2. If any of the commissioner would like to pull either one of those items, or
I don't want to pull, just have a question on two, but I'll move approval. On two, would it be possible to indicate the department and the title like you did down below on the A3?
Yes, okay. I apologize.
No, that's okay. I just didn't know if it was, and then I saw, you know, that it was listed on three. I thought, well, obviously it's okay then. It would be helpful. Anyway, move to approve.
Second.
Second. Moved and second that we approve the consent calendar A1 and A2. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Ayes have it. Motion carried. That ends our consent calendar, and we move into item A3, which is the status conference for the administrative appeal hearing for A2016-9 by Prevention Officer, Fire Department.
I believe we have a statement to be made by the appellant or the appellant's representative.
Okay.
That's correct. Good morning, Board.
Good morning.
Civil Service Commission. We wanted to, on behalf of, I'm Hugo Zek, Counsel for Operating Engineers Level 12. I'm representing Brian Zarovitz. We wanted to withdraw the appeal filed by Mr. Zarovitz.
All right.
Thank you.
In the city?
Yes, thank you.
Jelena, do you have any?
Do you have any?
No objection.
Very good. Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you very much.
Good. Then we'll move to have it removed from the agenda.
Yes.
We'll go right into A4. A4 is a request by the Interim Director of Public Works Department confirming testing standards, facility maintenance supervisor, and HVAC supervisor. The request is to approve the confirmed testing for the facility's maintenance supervisor and HVAC supervisor to include civil service application review, civil service supplemental questionnaire review. Any questions? Anyone would like to comment on that item?
I'm going to approve, but I'd like Rebecca's input. Do you have seen any kind of problem with that type of testing standards in the future?
I don't. As a matter of fact, this has been the applied testing standards for both positions for some time. I was not able, however, to verify the board's action, so we wanted to make sure that we brought it before you. It has been reviewed by the department, and it is their request, and it is certainly within keeping of other similar type of supervisory level positions. So I think that it's appropriate given the level of position.
Yeah, I think so too. As we go up, you know, it's kind of, you don't need that other testing that we did years ago. So.
Yeah. And there is a written exam for the entry level position
for
both positions.
But we don't need it as they move up.
What's the HVAC?
Is the air conditioning heating?
Oh, is that what it is? Heating and air conditioning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Second.
Any other question? Motion. Second.
I think that's what we did, didn't we?
The motion, second. Motion has been moved and second that we approve the testing standards. All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Motion carried. Next is correspondence. Any correspondence?
No correspondence.
Next is our A6, is the monthly report from the Chief of Family.
So next meeting, I will have a full report for the month of April. I did want to make sure that you are aware that we will be preparing to issue the formal notices to the fire department personnel within the next month as they transition as part of the annexation process, but no other significant actions going on within the department at this time. Are there any questions about
how many actual notices?
There will be around, depending on any attrition that occurs prior to that time, around 130.
Is that the strength of the fire department? All of those?
Well, some, not all of them are suppression, so that includes all of their personnel, which would be the firefighters on up to captains, as well as all the support personnel with them, fire prevention, et cetera.
I'd like to have a motion to adopt the monthly report from the Chief Examiner's Office.
Second.
Moved and second that we approve and adopt the monthly report from the Chief Examiner's Office. All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Motion carried. Closed session. Gentlemen, closed session. We do have one closed session, right?
Yes. So we'll need to adjourn a closed session. And then a matter of appellant
16-3. Okay. Then we'll motion to move into closed session.
So moved.
Second. Move into closed session on the personnel. So item A7?
Yes.
Maybe we just should have you sit in the corner.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back in open session for the hearing that we pertaining to the appellant. Okay. Appellant. A2016-3. The board has unanimously voted to approve the facts and findings, and it has been approved that the appellant will be upheld of the appellant.
Right. But the board adopted the findings and statement of decision.
That the board adopted the statements and finding and decision, and the termination is appealed.
Yes, and for appellant A 2016-3.
You're fine. Appellant A 2016-3. Okay. Any other comments?
No.
If not, then we'll move on to our next agenda item. And our next agenda item is adjournment? Can I get a vote, a motion to adjourn?
A motion.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. The board, Civil Service Board will be adjourned until the next official meeting, which will be June 14, 2016. Thank you much.
Gotta go grocery shopping. That's depressing. I know. I, that's what.